Coming to you live from Pluckett Studios in beautiful Largo, Florida, we are keeping you plugged in with episode 286 of F5 Live, Refreshing Technology. This week, late night gaming is for adults only, YouTube enters virgin territory, and Google hates losing and has joined the team of winners. Say Nick.
Nick.
You got it.
I know. I just
said your name. I'm very proud of you.
You keep testing me on these things, and I just keep nailing them.
I'm reading some Abram stuff already. It's pretty wonderful.
He's fantastic.
He is. He's going to talk about some new tech stuff.
It's true. And with that new tech stuff comes a new tech smell.
Indeed it does.
Scott, I think this show.
This show?
This show right here.
This one.
This
here?
One. Right here. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. I'm Nick.
And I'm Scott.
And we're here.
We are.
Hello.
I see us up there.
Comma world exclamation point. Hello world.
I know.
I was being webby.
Kind of.
We are here.
We are.
Wherever you may be and however you may be accessing our show, whether it be Facebook, iTunes, Zoom, F5Live.tv, any other streaming service, or, of course, the podcast publisher Play app available in the Windows 8 store right now. Thanks for making us part of your day. But, of course, there is one place you can go to get all of the content as it happens on your phone, computer, or tablet. And that's by going to F5Live.tv, clicking the subscribe buttons on the right-hand side, audio, video, social, and special events for your immediate consumption pleasure.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
That's for our zombie listener, though.
Right.
The ones that listen not live, that's okay. We post our show between Sunday nights and Monday mornings because our show is live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can have that show available for your drive to work, school, or whatever else you may be doing on that fantastic Monday morning. Now, there is an incentive for listening live, though, and it's not the fact that you get CD audio quality by downloading the show after the fact. It's the fact that you can chat with us live in the studio.
You did it again.
I know. I almost said show.
I know.
And then I said studio.
You said
every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
You said studio last
time. I know I did. It was Nakia's fault that time. I can't explain this one. But you can chat with us live in the studio every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time by going to f5live.tv/joinush. And chat with, you can stay tuned in the chat room for the epic award-winning, spine-tingling, ear-curdling, bone-jumping, sprinting post-plug. For 10 minutes after the show, chat with us off the record. We want to talk to our fans. But there is some important news we want to talk about, and it's not the fact that Abram Pilch, the online editorial director for Laptop Magazine, will be on the show in about 20 minutes for the Pilch Point. He will be on to talk about the biggest tech flops of 2012. Just for the opening, I promise it's going to be like this the whole time. But it is the fact that there will be a 24-hour podcast hosted by Todd Cochran, the CEO of Raw Voice. That one's not an S, that was a C. I almost tricked myself. 24-hour podcast begins on Saturday, December 15th at 11 a.m. Eastern time. You can go to 24hrpodcast.com. And I believe we'll be hosting a feed too. I don't know how that works, but we'll be on to talk about how to succeed.
God, that hurts even more.
In
than
the podcast
one.
Space and how to space and how to build a vertical in this industry, which we've done quite well.
Four walls
with podcast publisher Play.
Yes, we have.
Available in the Windows 8 store right now.
Right now. This is the weirdest opening we've had for a normal show in a very long time.
I'm trying to... See, I can't even do it for real now. I'm trying to keep saying my S's like Dan Rather, and it's just not working.
Or Sean Connery. I think it's a mix. But
saying Sean Connery is a bad idea for you.
Sean Connery.
Because it's an S that sounds like a sh.
It's true. It's true.
That's not better.
But no, 24-hour podcast.
Yeah.
It's Saturday. I say this week because by the time next week rolls around and our show's back on, it will be over.
Yes.
So we also may have a 3-hour spot to fill between the hours of approximately 3 to 8 a.m. We're not sure where in that time frame it is, but we'll have 3 hours to fill. All of the proceeds, we are raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project. So all the money raised from this event will go to that. If you want to donate, again, 24hrpodcast.com or email Todd at geeknews@gmail.com. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. So we're talking about tech news to talk about tonight, and we will start with the news from the tubes on F5 Live. Refreshing. See, it's all technology. All SHs should be just S's. So refreshing technology.
Yeah, because that doesn't hurt.
Let's start the show. That was crazy. Did I do okay, though? This week's news from the tubes on F5 Live is proudly powered by Riftrack.
I thought you said the opening only.
Opening for the promo.
No.
Go on.
Make fun of movies, or let people better than you do it for you. Sounds like a pretty reasonable proposition. The guys who used to do Mystery Science Theater 3000 are back and doing what they do best, making fun of your favorite movies. From blockbusters to D-minus movies, they've got it all. For $3 or $4, you download the MP3, play it along with your DVD, or more likely, Netflix stream, and laugh.
And laugh. And laugh.
Everything from Tourist Trap, yeek, to Harry Potter movies and Captain America the First Avenger. So a little bit of everything. It's worth the $3 or $4. Half the time, I can't watch a movie without the Rift Track.
Nikia anymore. Never does, apparently.
Apparently. Which is pretty impressive.
Fantastic.
So you can get the information about what?
What?
Nothing. The information about the made me laugh.
We're back to that.
About what movies are available, and download the MP3s by going to f5live.tv/RiftTracks
with an X, because it's hardcore.
It is. The X makes it hardcore.
By default, I believe.
I believe you're right. It's a part of grammar. Oh, grammar lessons for you that aren't real. Don't listen to us.
So just as an aside here, something I just noticed.
You have to say it.
Just as a technically speaking to you before we start the show here.
Okay.
We may have a problem getting Avram in to the thing.
Why?
I don't know. It's from what I'm looking at of the mixing board, and we just changed inputs last week. The same input that just controlled the music you just heard will also be controlling the sound you played out of the laptop earlier.
Okay.
This should be fun.
Oh, that'll be good. Well, you know what? It got rid of the hum.
It did. Hmm. I don't understand this.
A little bit of inconvenience
for
getting rid of the hum.
I have like
the no hum.
10 plus years in audio engineering experience. This is the first time this laptop that we're using for the whole PlugBot thing is just baffling to me. I don't get any of it. But I guess if it works, that's all that matters, right?
It mostly works. So, anyway, internet news, right?
Yes.
Yes,
that's
where we are. Virgin Mobile, about a year ago, made a commitment that they were going to quadruple the amount of content available on their in-flight entertainment for Virgin America. Pretty lofty goal, considering they have some pretty big-name partners right now. Well, they figured out an easy way to start that process. They have teamed up with Google. And more importantly, YouTube. So, to test the project, there will be 5 channels that are available. Some pretty high-profile partners. that will be available for free to the in-headrest 9-inch screens that are on about 25% of Virgin America flights, and will be available free for U.S. and Mexico-based flights.
Which is awesome. I think this is a fantastic thing. It just... It's a whole new media thing.
Right.
They're finally getting it. Somebody is finally getting it and implementing the new media, of course, some of the more popular channels, at the start at least, to flights, which, like you mentioned in the article, it's hard to kill time on airplanes. And
yes,
sometimes you don't want to sleep when you have your coworkers next to you that are trying to poke you in the head every time you fall asleep, or draw on your face, or... take your laptop, or, you know...
or a screaming baby.
The things Alante likes to do.
Or a screaming baby.
That too. So it's hard to kill time.
I've read entire books.
Mm-hmm.
let's see. I read an entire book.
Wrote a complete software.
Right.
You've put together a complete video package.
We did the lower thirds for our first CES.
I was going to say, complete theming for our special events.
And still had time to go, well, we're halfway there.
I switched the phase on 5 audio tracks.
Yep.
We do a lot of stuff on the plane, and I'd prefer not to, honestly. And I don't want to do any work to load a movie that takes about an hour to put on your, you know, tablet.
And it's never the one you want to watch when you're on the thing.
You just pick some when you're home. Oh, these will be great. And then you don't want to watch them when you're actually right on board.
Yeah. So, this is a great start. Of course, the content that's available is very entertainment-y. It's not anything like Us or nothing like that. It's all very entertainment-y, minus the barely political,
right,
which even that is pretty entertainment-y. So there's no, like, news type things or anything like that.
We should change that, Google.
Right here.
We'll stream right from the plane.
Scott at plughits.com. Right here. but yeah, it's certainly a good start. It's a big deal for both of them. So for Virgin, it gives them the ability to start living up to the commitment of quadrupling their in-flight entertainment. But for Google, this is their first agreement with an airline.
You know everyone's going to play copycat after this.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when they see the success from Virgin, which is always successful with the things they just managed to do with the airlines. I don't get it, but they always manage to be perfect with it.
5 years in a row, the top-rated airline in the U.S.
It's all those Richard Branson ice cubes.
It's got to be. It's so freaky.
They got the...
I don't like it.
What do they got? They got the... sleep coaches that know how to talk to you calmly to wake you up from your sleep. You can use cell phones 15 miles offshore for international flights leaving from the U.S. or coming into the U.S. Like, all the extra things that you don't have with any other flight. So now you have YouTube. I believe the next step is adding the Tech Podcast Network.
I think you're right.
I sincerely do, actually. Like, that's, to me, that's the natural step.
Sure.
Adding things like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
This is exciting.
CEO at rawvoice.com.
Geeknews@gmail.com. It all works out. This is good, though. So we'll have the 5 channels you have listed here, Scott, right?
Yes. I can't read them.
You'll we have Blue, starring Julia Stiles from Wigs. Crash Course from Geek and Sundry. H Plus, the digital series from Warner Brothers. The Key of Awesome from Barely Political and written by a kid from Geek and Sundry.
Yes.
This is big for those guys, even though they're, you know, at the top of their rankings.
Yes,
in
they
their
are.
Categories. This is just a nice push. Brings more money to YouTube. YouTube sees the dollars, can finally pay off the YouTube acquisition. And
I love that they still haven't done that 11 years later.
And now can implement this on a broader scale.
Right.
And then we'll see it on Delta, American, everywhere else.
For sure.
This is good. Well, not on Airbuses. Remember, they don't have TVs.
Well.
Just on the new Boeings.
They barely fly, so.
Only if they're plugged into the ground do they fly. We found that out last trip. Because that makes sense.
I had forgotten about that.
Moving on.
Don't worry, the ground's not going to just collapse. You know, the plane's not just going to fall out of the sky. It's
no,
fine.
Definitely not. This week's Nifty Gifties on F5 Live. Hey, they're Nifty.
They're Nifty Gifties.
Probably powered by SMS Audio and the Sync 550 over-ear wireless headphones. You want good quality headphones that look nice and don't break the bank? The Sync 550s are perfect for you, Scott.
Excellent.
And for everybody else interested. Roam free and roam wherever the music takes you. The best part about these is not the 16-bit digital lossless wireless audio, which is a great thing to begin with. No, it's the fact that you can share your music from your transmitter to up to 4 Sync 550 wireless devices.
It's the best.
It's perfect time for the holidays. Buy one for you, your friend, your acquaintance that you want to make your friend through the music that you like, and your mom. Because, you know, every mom needs to hear what you're listening to.
Yeah, it always works out.
So, go pick up your Sync 550s from SMS Audio today by going to f5live.tv/SMS Audio. Perfect. So, it's that time again, the Nifty Gifty time. And this week, we talked about it in the tease. Google is over losing. They cannot stand to be wrong any further.
Well,
not only in all categories, but in this category in particular.
Yes.
Regarding the Rockstar Consortium.
So it's not actually the Rockstar Consortium back in action. But
right.
For those of you who don't remember, I will recap you real quick. The Rockstar Consortium was the group headed by Apple and Microsoft who got together to purchase the Nortel patent about a year and a half ago. And they offered Google to participate, and Google said, absolutely not. No, thank you.
Pretty
and
much.
So they bid, Google, by themselves, bid against Apple and Microsoft and some other companies in the group, but those are the two that matter. And what a surprise, they lost. Oh. And then it came out, well, after they got all mad that, oh, this can't be right. Oh, we invited you to participate and you said no. Oh,
hold on, Scott. Hold on. They said no, and then they proceeded to bid stupid numbers thinking they were being funny, which to their credit was kind of clever.
Made the auction more fun.
But they weren't being serious. Nobody took them seriously. Half of their bids were rejected.
Yeah.
And then they were mad that they lost.
What a surprise.
It just kind of happens that way.
So anyway, we've now got the Kodak patents up for sale. We know they filed bankruptcy 8 months ago-ish.
Something like that.
And part of getting out of that is selling off their patent portfolio. Well, Microsoft and Apple got together once again because it worked so well the first time. They figured, what the heck, let's bid together again. They put in a bid for about $500 million, and Kodak said, no, probably not enough. Google got together with a couple of people, including some Asian manufacturers, bid somewhere in the same realm. Again, Kodak said, no, thank you. Not surprising. They have a lot of patents and kind of own cameras.
Yeah, when it comes down to it.
So Google caved, the two groups got together, and they will be trying to purchase it as a lot. So here's the thing that really matters. We know that the whole patent war has been a problem. Apple sues Samsung, Samsung right. sues Kodak, probably not. Samsung sues HTC, and when all is said and done, Microsoft makes $8 per Android handset. So, none of that inspires innovation.
Yeah, it's not good for business. We've talked about it before. It only makes sense last time for Apple and Microsoft to get together. You haven't seen them in court against each other.
It's very true.
Because most of the time, it's about the patents that both of them share.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
is. And they can both make products. Apple makes a product that's bad, and then Microsoft makes one that's better because of innovation, keeps them out of the courts.
Yes.
More time devoted to product
manufacturing. And they can keep going back and forth. And what's really nice is we know, Whether you're an Apple fan or not, we all know Apple likes to sue.
That's all they do.
It seems to be the way they keep their products in the spotlight. I don't know. But they like to sue, and not being able to sue because everybody owns the patents, that'll be better for everybody.
It really will.
So Microsoft and Google will be able to help shield Samsung and HTC and Nokia and Huawei and whoever else.
What needs to happen at the end of the day here, and I know it's kind of far-fetched, but what I would like to see, and I know it'll never happen, the CEA needs to charge all the companies that, you know, net $1 billion plus a year, which is, you know, pretty much everyone in this conversation.
Absolutely.
A fee for being part of CEA, and that fee goes to purchasing patents. And then you license the patents from CEA and keeps everyone out of court.
Now, companies deserve the patents that they rightfully own.
Bold, rightfully.
Absolutely. Like, legitimate patents. Rounded corners? No. Absolutely not. But, you know, Kodak invented the digital camera.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
They probably deserve licensing for that.
I just hate covering these lawsuits because at the end of the day, number one, like you said, it detracts from innovation. And number two, it detracts from the conversation we have on our show.
Yes.
Like, we have to talk about it because it's important.
Right.
We don't want to talk about it. We'd like to talk about, oh, what's Samsung doing now? Not, oh, we're 3 days removed from the Samsung injunction in Germany and still haven't heard back if they can actually sell the Galaxy S2 in Germany.
Yes. So, the real problem is that the patent office allows vague patents through.
Yes, that's true.
But that's a different issue that is bigger than us. Yeah.
We can't change that.
But at least in this case, what is happening here, as far as I'm concerned, is perfectly acceptable. I like that the three of them have joined forces.
It's good for business.
It really is.
And at the end of the day, that's all that matters, is that it's good for business.
That's not good for business.
No. We'll see what happens here.
Ready? Sure.
Let's make this fun night.
That music and the weird twitching in front of me indicates that it's time. Wow.
He's making it better.
Oh, he really is. If only he could see what was happening. The Pilch Point with Laptop Magazine's online editorial director, Abram Pilch. This segment is proudly powered by the Tech Podcast Network. Holy crap, I hope this stops when I go to the other screen. Abram, are you there?
Hold on, see if you don't have him.
He is not there. I mean, nothing that's happening here is good. All right, so here's what I'm going to do.
Go to audio only.
I am going to bring a... Oh, I'm not going to do that.
No?
No.
Technical. Wow, we got to... What's going on now? This was working fine last week, actually.
All right. The video has stopped rocking out.
Okay.
So...
I don't hear him.
I don't either.
Oh, well, I'm here, guys.
Hey, there he is. I heard him that time.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We got you. Hooray!
Yes!
Perhaps I wasn't screaming loud enough.
Hey, Abram.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
See me or just hear me?
We can both see you and hear you.
That's frightening. It might be too much. It might be too much Pilch Point for one audience.
Let them know who you are, buddy.
I am the online editorial director of Laptop Magazine. You can read my columns at laptopmag.com/geeksgeek. Follow all of our news at laptopmag.com or follow me on Twitter at @geekinchief.
Great.
Did you forget that we moved him last week?
No. Okay. So what happened when you were playing the pre-show?
Yep.
Here, can you hear this?
Uh-huh.
This was muted and it was still playing. I don't know how, but we're fine now.
Okay. Well,
I think
hooray for technology.
So I just want to preface this entire Pilch Point, because I have the list in front of me that you're going to talk about. I'd like to the Bad Idea Award goes to F5 Live for implementing the plug bot with a 2-hour notice.
Yeah, a little bit
that's
of that.
That's not epic for the year, maybe of the day.
Okay, fair enough. Of the quarter, we'll take 3 months out of the year dedicated to us. It just gives us more exposure at the end of the day, and everyone's going to tune in to go, really, what happened? This is great.
Yep.
Yep.
There have been a lot of things that failed this year. There's no question about it.
So it's been from Zynga to, you know, some of the bad practices we saw over at Apple to a bunch of stuff. You have the list of the biggest tech flops of 2013 and you have awards for them. Are you actually sending these people awards? Because I think that you should.
I don't think they'll let us carve up the sculpture pay for the engraving, but it would be cool. It would be cool if we did. It was sort of like the golden raspberries. It would be neat if they actually showed up to receive the award. Just like, who was it that showed up? I think Sandra Bullock showed up 1 year, or Halle Berry showed up to receive their award, and they didn't know what to do because no one ever shows up for the Golden Raspberries. So we should have an award ceremony and invite them all the companies to come.
You could always mail them an obnoxiously large certificate.
Yeah, exactly. They'll pay for licensing for that. Worst of the year. Listen, it takes a lot to fail big. And you got to dream big to fail big.
It's true.
And I think each of these things that have been fails have been the result of an effort that has been somewhat misguided or just went wrong. For example, we give the wrong way award to Apple Maps. That is not hard to do, considering that Apple, which is known for not coming out with stuff that's in beta, unlike, say, Google, which everything is in beta all the time until the end of time, so they don't have to, it never has to work because they can just say it's in beta. But Apple's actually came out with their new iOS 6. They decided they were better than Google. No, they didn't want Google Maps. We can do it better than our rival. And their Maps app was terrible. You know, wrong addresses, landmarks that looked like they were on top of each other, like it was a scene from Inception or something. And just no mass transit directions. And they actually had to apologize for once and say that they screwed up. And you saw that actually a couple of different people from Apple, Scott Forstall and one of the couple of their top executives are gone, probably because of Apple Maps. It's still bad, but they got a little mud in their eye over that. I also think this year's we give this year's worst sales pitch to Dell, only based on our experience. Because when we called Dell for our tech support showdown, we were told that we won an award. We won a raffle, a drawing to win for the right to pay $300 for $500 worth of extended warranty service.
Yeah, I still think that that's the best thing ever.
I've never heard anything quite so ridiculous. And while being horribly offended that could possibly happen, I'm impressed with the hubris.
Well, it's ingenuity, right? And then the best part is when we said we weren't interested, the guy said, "But come on, if you don't want it, I'm going to give it to the next person. Don't miss your opportunity."
He indeed would have given it to the next person who also would have won the same award had you not or had taken the deal.
Yeah. Listen, you should call because you may already be a winner.
I am on their chat right now trying to find out about this.
You may already win the right to pay for something.
One in one callers wins.
That's a great statistic.
It is. Everyone's a winner. Including Asus, who we will award with the most sexist tweet award. This year, they during Computex, they took a photo of one of their booth babes holding the one of the new ASUS Transformers, the Transformer All-in-One, and their marketing person or somebody there tweeted, the rear looks pretty nice. So does the new Transformer AIO.
I remember that.
Well, they got a lot of negative tweets and they had to delete it. And, you know, the digital marketing manager said that a third party had access to their social media accounts. Sure. You know, the reality is that unfortunately, especially when you go to a show like Computex, a lot of these companies in Taiwan and whatever, they have a different standard of what's sexist or not, and it's not a standard that plays well in America, for good reason. But I bet you that somebody on the company put that up and didn't see anything wrong with it until they start to hear from people in other parts of the world.
You know what, though? It's not really sexist. It didn't go, oh, only males can enjoy this picture. It was open for everybody to enjoy. Whether or not your sexual preference was for that person or not, you could have enjoyed the picture. It wasn't like only women may buy the Transformer or only men can go check out her rear. Anybody could have looked. There were probably women at the event going, wow, that is a nice rear. Can you prove me wrong? He was there.
You know, we've seen a lot of stuff like this. I mean, not to get off on a tangent here, but we've seen a lot of stuff like this in the past from ASUS and MSI. For example, when MSI was advertising its Wind netbook, they actually bought a deal, which, by the way, I believe they ran in Laptop Magazine several years ago, where two women were fighting over their netbook in the ad.
See?
And
It didn't go, oh, wish they were in mud, right, men? No, it didn't do that. It didn't do that. Nothing is wrong here.
They were just fighting over it. And, of course, ASUS, I think, famously said of the original EPC that it was good for women and children. So, you know, a lot of these, unfortunately, a lot of these companies have kind of a different standard of sexist, and they probably didn't think they were saying anything wrong until they were called out on it.
See, that is sexist, though, the whole women and children thing.
Yeah. That's worse because
I feel left out.
Just objectifying a person, it's like, listen, this isn't for men, can't have this.
Like, if that's the case, then you should have taken down the Dr. Pepper 10 commercials. They say for men only.
Fair enough.
Like, I'm offended by that. I'm like, I'd love to give this to some overweight women.
Wow. All right. So let's get off of this tangent. And what else is on your list there, Abram?
We will give the IP Uh-Oh Award to Facebook for their botched IPO. Because, you know, as we know, their shares start at $38, but within 2 weeks it dropped nearly $12 because they didn't disclose everything that you would expect them to disclose concerning their revenue from mobile advertising. And that's been kind of a scar on the company ever since. I mean, obviously, people who held on to the stock lost a lot of value, but I'm not going to cry for Zuckerberg because this is all money that he didn't have before. But it's kind of put a black eye onto a lot of tech IPOs to think that someone is not really disclosing something as important as that.
Right.
We think the biggest ripoff of the year, and there are many ripoffs every year, but the biggest ripoff award has to go broadly to AT&T and Verizon for their shared data plans. These are plans that jacked up the price maybe $10 or $20 at least per month over what you were paying before on a single-use plan, and then gave you unlimited phone minutes and unlimited texts, but you were actually paying more for the same amount of data that you had before, with the proviso that you could share it between different devices. Although you still have to pay per device, so you have to pay something like $10 for a tablet I think it's $10 per tablet per month, and $20 per phone per month for the sharing, so it's not like you're not paying for separately for different devices. And in the end, it just doesn't add up to being as good a deal as the previous non-sharing stuff, which is why Sprint is holding all of these commercials, running all these commercials about how bad sharing is. We give the Reach Around Award to the Acer Aspire S5 Ultrabook because all of its ports are in the back. And if you like a notebook that has back, you'll love the Acer Aspire S5 because it actually has a hydraulic port cover that you have to press a button and wait while it goes and opens up, and that's when you get to your ports. So if you like waiting for access to your ports and you like having to reach around because you can't see them, that's a notebook for you. We give the Broken Promises Award to BlackBerry 10 because yet another year has passed without a new BlackBerry operating system. Yeah, we saw some previews of it. That's wonderful. But between this and G.I. Joe Retaliation, it's been a really bad year for things that were supposed to come out.
Abram needs to do stand-up. I'm telling you. Tech stand-up at CES every year. He's missed his calling. I'm telling you.
You know, we give the Bait and Switch Award to the Microsoft Surface for reasons we discussed last week's show, for simply advertising something with the touch cover, and then when you get to the store, telling you that it's $119 extra to get the touch cover, which is the main selling point. And finally, this is last but certainly not least, if not the most, the Bad Idea Award goes to the Google Nexus Q, which was such a bad idea that even Google realized it and decided after giving it out to a whole bunch of people at Google I.O. That they were going to have to not never ship it because it was a dumb idea in the first place. This a $300 set-top box that looks like the Magic Orb puzzle that we used to play with in the 80s. It's like a big black orb with a blue light for it. And all it does is basically allow you to play Google Play Music or Google Play Videos on your home theater, which is something that you could do with Google TV for $99. But this $300 because it's an orb, and it has no apps, but it solves a problem that you never knew you had, which is the problem of you and your friends all have different playlists, and you all want to play to the same TV. Oh, good news. You can all override each other's songs and get into a big fight about it, because that's one of the features. If you all have Google tablets running Android, then you can all connect over Wi-Fi to the Nexus Q, and there's no administration, so you can all override each other's songs by moving them up and down in the playlist.
Perfect.
And that's the killer feature for this $300 product.
Well, that right there makes it sound like it's worth $300 to me, Avram.
$400. They should have built in a game for it. Like, listen, if you got to, like, you know, fight, like, in a sort of virtual fight with your friends, and whoever wins, their song is next or something.
I'm on board with that.
That would have been kind of a cool game. But no, it was just something that had an interesting design. It was, you know, it was like the G4 Cube or something. It was made for the design, not for the functionality. And anytime you make something just to look good without figuring out what it's supposed to do, it's going to be a fail.
Comes with four single-shot paintball guns.
That would be awesome.
Last man standing.
So the last man standing gets to control the music.
That's it. For that hour.
For that hour.
Oh, you got to do it every hour?
Every hour.
Oh, God.
Of course, you all could have just had one tablet between the four of you and fought over that instead of having a tablet piece and fought over streaming.
It's a great idea. What you do is you put the tablet high above on the ceiling, and it's a ladder match. Got to climb the ladder, get the tablet, hit the song, but the tablet just stays up there. And next time you want to change the song, you got to fight for it. Up you go.
Two songs enter, one song leaves.
See, Google missed its calling. It wasn't a bad idea. It was poorly implemented.
It's fully implemented.
Oh my goodness. So we're gonna see this list on Laptop Mag soon, yeah?
Yeah, this you'll be seeing it this week, probably tomorrow. Technically, this isn't my list. This is our list. One of our assistant editor, Molly Kleinfelter, worked on it. We kind of collaborated on what the worst, we as a group collaborated on what the worst things were. So you'll be seeing that on our site probably tomorrow. You know, we're hard at work trying to find the best and worst things of the year, and these were the worst.
So I have to ask, who came up with the names IP Uh-Oh and Reach Around?
Not me, actually. It was mostly Molly. So she did a really good job. She did a really good job on this.
See, normally I find you to be the creative one, coming up with the funny things that you write in your lists. So I had to ask.
You know, if I was totally in charge of this one, I probably would have come up with something more obscene and embarrassing than
that. I believe you. Abram, let them know who you are one more time and give them your contacts.
So I am the online editorial director for Laptop Magazine. You can follow all of our news at laptopmag.com, read my weekly columns at laptopmag.com/geeksgeek, and follow me on Twitter at @geekinchief.
Abram, we can't wait to see you in Vegas, and happy Hanukkah to you and your family there.
Thanks so much.
All right, take it easy, man. I saw the little pictures of the Pilch Book Mini in his yarmulke and everything.
Aww.
It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that's pretty wonderful.
Best Reach Around Award. That's. I think that's saved for the Adult Entertainment Expo the week after Vegas.
Yeah, I think you might be right with that one.
Moving on. Oh man, this week's Extra Life on F5 Live is proudly powered by the Microsoft Store. If you haven't gone shopping yet, we get it. I wait until Christmas Eve and just buy whatever's left in the store. But you don't have to do that.
Prevents you from having to choose.
I suck at choosing things. You know this. I will stare at a menu for 5 minutes longer than anybody else. It just happens. So it solves my problem. You know what else solves my problem? The holiday gift guide at the Microsoft Store. And even better yet, there's a discount on Xbox 360s. If you're looking to get one to be the center of your family entertainment, unlike what Gabe Newell tells you, consoles will still reign supreme. $100 off an Xbox 360 right now. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. It's only good until they can no longer ship them out by Christmas, which they're guessing is like the 21st.
Fair enough.
So jump on it now. Free shipping on all orders too. And if you live in a state where there's no Microsoft Store, it's no sales tax. From what I found out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are there states left without Microsoft stores?
Several. Hmm. Wyoming is one of them.
Well, there are no people in Wyoming.
Wyoming's so. Not a real state. It's true. South Dakota is another one.
Fascinating.
So there are some states out there.
Montana has 8 people.
In Idaho. Actually, I think there's one in Boise. Anyway. Anyway, what we're trying to say is there's free shipping, $100 off, and there's a whole gift guide to find out exactly what you want to get for you, your friends, or your loved ones. Sometimes you don't love your friends, like me to you. Anyway, for students, small businesses, and developers, go to the Microsoft Store now at f5live.tv/Microsoft. No, I really do love you.
I don't believe you.
I wouldn't have gotten you the Left 4 Dead poster last Christmas.
Fair enough.
I had to fight through a wave of internet websites to get that for you. That's love right there. Now, I do also want to buy you Zombie U. I must be glad that I don't live in Europe.
Yes. Except for the fact that this wouldn't exactly affect us, considering it's the time we're awake.
Oh, and not the maturity level of myself.
Huh, that's for sure.
Got it.
So, Nintendo of Europe has implemented an interesting new policy in the eStore.
You did it.
I was going to say shop, and I realized that it's
nope,
branded.
Nope, nope, nope.
It's the eStore, right? No, it is the eShop.
Oh.
It is the eShop.
Damn.
I second-guessed myself, and I was right the first time. It is the eShop. So anyway, in the eShop.
eShop.
So if you're in, say, London, and you want to download Zombie U, you don't want to go out to Games or whatever the store was called, not just because it's closed, but because it's cold.
Babbage.
Babbage. Sure. I don't know. You just want to download it. Sad story. Can't do it. Unless it's between the hours of 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, so the intent here is, I suppose, to be more family friendly.
Well, they are A-rated.
Because nobody in Europe, you know, stays up past their bedtime. Or does what their parents say they shouldn't. It's, as far as I'm concerned, it is the craziest limitation that has been put on a digital distribution system.
In a certain region, no less. If it was a worldwide all eShop thing, done. Then we can question the sanity. But this is just outright oblivious. They're oblivious to any reality at all.
I swear, I do not get it.
Like, I understand where they're coming from.
Ish.
This is their first time dabbling in a more hardcore genre of game, especially the Wii U.
They've had 18-plus titles before.
Like, three, ever. You had Call of Duty Wii, where there was no blood anyway. They're just guns that didn't look real. And maybe Smash Brothers could be considered mature.
They had the Resident Evil title on there.
That's true.
I mean, it's,
but they didn't have digital downloads before. This is new to them.
The handhelds they have.
Fair.
The 3DS.
Then I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. The 3DS is capable of downloading full titles.
Okay.
It has been, and yet...
Read them the letter that Nintendo sent to a user that asked about WTF, mate.
Yeah, so... So the first person to seemingly recognize this contacted Nintendo and was told, "Dear customer, we would like to let you know that Nintendo has always aimed to offer gameplay experiences suited to all age groups. Observing carefully all the relevant regulations regarding content access that are present in the various European countries, we have thus decided to restrict the access to content which is unsuitable to minors to the 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. time window." It's like they're blaming it on the EU. That's the thing that I find most amusing.
It does sound that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have to. What? No. No, you don't. Microsoft doesn't. Sony doesn't. And it's all their titles. Okay, so it's not just the games. If you wanted to, I don't know, watch the trailer for Assassin's Creed 3.
Can't do it.
No, can't do it till 11 p.m.
You know what's crazy about this? I would understand it if it was like on a you had a parental account set up.
And the Wii and Wii U do have parental controls.
And then if you did that, you just block the content. I get it, right?
But no. That's not how it works.
This is just insane.
It is at the store level.
Now, once you download it, you can play it anytime, right?
Yes.
You just can't download it at that time.
Yeah, so God forbid you're a college student living in a dorm at the university. You're between classes, and you decide, you know, somebody just told me about this Assassin's Creed 3 thing. I want to play.
You know what it is?
Nope.
It restricts heavy bandwidth traffic to nighttime. If you're going to download the 6-gig game anyway.
Okay, you can't initiate. You can't see the description of the game to pending download until 11 p.m.
I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to explain it to the people here.
There's no explanation. There isn't. There's no explanation. Nintendo's lost their minds.
No, there is an explanation. They observe carefully all of the relevant regulations regarding content access that are present in the various European countries.
And then we make irrelevant decisions based on that.
Which in... So I guess it's like the whole thing here. Okay, there's a couple of radio stations that are local here that I listen to a lot.
Really?
Yeah, one in Winter Haven that I can get online.
Okay.
Between the hours of 11 and 6, 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., they can play whatever they want. It's a law that the FCC, it's called the midnight. It's expected that the content would not be safe for children. So from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., they can play uncensored music. Still have to air commercials, and the commercial people have to agree to the content.
Sure.
But
well, they don't have to air commercials. It's not like an FCC regulation that the company makes money.
Right. But if the ad buyers want in, they have to air them at that time, right? So they can play uncensored music. So there's a station I listen to that does that on underground music, EDM and hip hop. Maybe that's what they're doing here. Maybe in the EU there's an 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. time where you can buy alcohol and you can't anywhere else at any other time. Maybe between the hours 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. all of the porn websites are available and they're not during the daytime. I don't really know.
No. Okay. So
I'm just trying to help.
I used to work for a summer camp and we had a kid who was here for the summer from somewhere in Europe. I don't remember where.
Okay.
But he had his school calendar with him, and the school calendar, an actual printed, like, ringed binder with the events for the year in it, had nudity in it.
Stop it. How old was this kid?
It was junior camp, so between 9 and 12.
See, does Nintendo not know that in Sweden, at 6 years old, you're at the nude beaches?
Well,
that's part of like the thing. Like it's just a thing.
It's just the culture.
Yeah. So like,
we have friends with younger children than that go. So
yeah, it's true. But like that's normal there. It's a little bit taboo here. It's normal.
We love our friends.
Indeed. Do they not know that? Did they not get the memo? Or is it just about the whole stabbing and shooting thing?
I have no idea.
There were no guns in that calendar, right?
I don't remember. I just remember being incredibly surprised at that, like, there was just nothing weird about it. To
right, he's just like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's my school calendar. And all the other kids in the dorm are like, what?
He did not go back home with that school calendar.
Oh, there is no doubt in my mind that somebody snagged that
16
thing.
16 photocopies. 7 for me.
Why would you need more than one?
Different rooms.
Hit go.
You asked. This week's DRM not included on F5 Live is proudly powered by Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Something for everyone on your list, including the Edge Radio package with vehicle kit or home kit, which is unusual and very exciting.
Yes, because you normally don't get to choose. It just is.
Yeah, it is the vehicle kit, and a sad story for you. But in this case, you can choose the vehicle kit or the home kit, and all of it together is only $79.99, which is pretty good because the home kit by itself is $50. So, it's a great price. And the XM SkyDock for the vehicle, you know, put your iPhone in, your iPhone becomes your receiver. $29.99. I remember selling these things for $119 when I was in retail, so it's incredible to see this thing for $30. You should definitely get one if you've been on the fence or trying to decide what to do about a new receiver. If you've got an iPhone, the SkyDock is a great deal. You don't have to have any...
We very rarely talk positive about the iPhone.
Well, no.
This is a perfect time because it works great for the SkyDock.
You know, it's really great because you get the ability... You know what the screen size is going to be. You know, give or take, what the controls are going to look like. There's no sense in spending... there's no sense in spending the $80.
Right.
If you've got an iPhone, and for $30, you can get a bigger screen and all the content.
As long as you got the internet radio package, you're good to go.
And I don't think that's required for the SkyDock.
Oh, really?
SkyDock has a receiver in it.
Fantastic.
And it just uses the iPhone as the transfer mechanism.
Look at that.
Yeah. Which is why it was $120 originally.
I'm with you.
So, yeah. $90 off. You should definitely get it if you've got an iPhone. It's a great deal. And you can get all of those deals by going to f5live.tv/SiriusXM.
For the best radio, on radio.
Except for us, of course. Because we're not on SiriusXM.
Not yet.
We're not.
SiriusXM. Get on it. Scott@plugins.com. All right, last but not least, rounding out the show.
Not respective names.
Yes. Not too long ago, I talked about Verizon teaming up with Redbox to come up with a new video streaming service called Redbox Instant. There wasn't a lot of news about it. We just talked a little bit. They're doing it. It'll happen soon. You know how the CEO of Redbox, I can't remember his name now.
I can't either.
Likes to keep things secret. He doesn't announce things ever. Verizon is the same way. They like to keep things under wraps. So, here's what happened this week. A bunch of us, and when I say a bunch of us who like to snoop around Redbox's website to get information before it becomes public, discovered a help section that was not supposed to be available to anybody but the closed beta users of the Redbox Instant program.
Oops!
Publicly available. It was so exhaustingly intense and in-depth. Every problem, every setup, every account setting, all listed there for you. They took it down as soon as people broke the news. But...
no kidding!
Yeah. So now you can't get to it, but we have a lot of information that gives us some details about what we should see with Redbox Instant. Now, to be honest, I'm not a big fan of Redbox. I just don't like the whole drive to get something thing. It just bothers me.
This solves that problem.
It does. And this is why I'm excited about it. Subscriptions can start. Now, all of this is subject to change.
Sure.
The closed beta program is meant to test things out to see what works and what doesn't and adjust accordingly. But we know that their point is to defeat Netflix. That is the end goal here. And they start by making subscriptions as low as $6 a month.
And to put Blockbuster out of business. Oh.
Already happened. The $6 a month subscription will give customers unlimited access to all of their video catalog, which...
all 12 of them.
Yeah. Admittingly, will be smaller than Netflix or even Amazon's instant video service, but we are seeing deals with Disney.
Ah.
Because we have Thor and Iron Man 2 on the list.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's AAA. If you give me 10 AAA titles, I will take that over 100 B-minus titles. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Give me the good stuff. And I think that's what they're going for here, because that's what Redbox is all about anyway. The big names right now. That's what they go for. So, for $8 a month, I love this package. It was the only thing I got excited for. You can get 4 Redbox credits added to your streaming subscription, which then allows you to go and rent a DVD from the Redbox location. So you're getting 2 for free, essentially. You can also use the web or one of the mobile apps to reserve the disc at a location so nobody else can buy it.
Nice.
It makes it out of stock.
Very
nice.
There's
only one left.
Very cool.
This will not be like AT&T. Your credits will not roll over. Use them. And they were good for one-day rentals with an upcharge if you want Blu-ray.
All right.
Because the $1 DVD things are for DVDs, not for Blu-ray.
Sure.
I think it's $199 or $149, depending on the Blu-ray. Something like that. So you pay a small upcharge. Now, a couple of other things that I really liked. Those Redbox Instant will also have video on demand service, which allows you to download the title, rent or buy the title that are not available for streaming due to whatever licensing issues they're having, offline for access starting at 99 cents per movie rental.
That's not bad.
Going up to about...
again, so long as you prepare for your flight ahead of time.
Right, right, yeah. Exactly. But that's perfect, so you don't have to go to the Redbox location,
sure,
to get the same movie.
Yeah, that's better.
And then to start off, we know right now, this is fact, this is one of the concrete things we found out, Redbox Instant will be available on the web,
no kidding,
Android and iOS devices, the Xbox 360, certain Samsung TVs, and certain Samsung Blu-ray players. No love for the PS3.
Or the Wii U, but nobody's on the Wii U, including Wii U's own service.
Right, no love for the PS3, which we found out this week is the number one Netflix streaming device, period.
The fact that it's on Xbox 360 indicates that it'll probably show up on Windows 8 pretty quick as well.
Right.
And probably Windows Phone 8, since the code is all easily transmittable.
And just like Netflix, 5 devices can be registered to your account at any given time.
Okay.
Not counting your computer.
Right.
As we know.
Okay.
For Amazon Instant Video, it was different. It included your computer's IP address as a registered device for the beginning.
Yeah, Amazon's a little special.
Uh-huh. Redbox Instant, not that way. And they have Silverlight for web streaming, just like Netflix. But I like that. It makes me smile on the inside a little bit.
Absolutely.
It's always a good thing.
It's so much better than using anything Flash-based.
So now we want to know the date. What day will we see it happen? Beta testers. It seems that way.
Not this Tuesday, but next, a Tuesday.
Yeah, a Tuesday. Next Tuesday, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. It is a Tuesday?
Yes.
The 17th. Of course it is, because it's a movie product.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually a Monday. The 17th is a Monday. I apologize. Yeah, tomorrow's the 10th. Yeah, so.
Yeah, see, that's
Monday.
That's actually kind of surprising, because normally movie things happen on Tuesdays.
Well, we're not sure of this, but we saw that beta testers would not be able to use their Redbox credits that they were given for free for trying out the service.
Sure.
Until the 17th. And then we also saw a related help section that said Redbox credits, the kiosk availability will be on the 17th too, in general. So that kind of puts it in that around that time frame of availability.
Maybe.
Maybe.
What it means to me is that the beta program will be coming down on the 17th.
Right.
On the 16th will be the end of the beta program. That doesn't necessarily mean that the product will launch right after that. Normally there's some we've got to fix things time
it's
in there.
True. Just after writing this, I found out that all of the rumors and some employees were leaking information that led us to believe that we will see this in action public by the end of the year. So right,
unless they discover there's a massive issue they have to fix. Sure.
As soon as the news hit the web,
they want it in time for the holiday break for colleges.
Right, exactly. And I hope they can hit that deadline. It'd be nice to see. I'm excited to see this. As soon as the news hit the internet, Redbox Instant by Verizon's CEO, Sean Strickland, said, "We appreciate the enthusiasm for Redbox Instant by Verizon, and we look forward to sharing the full details of the service soon. As in, oops, I'm sorry we had that section public. We weren't supposed to show you that, and now you probably know all the stuff we're going to do, so we're going to add or take away some things to just throw you off the scent." But even company spokespeople have not been allowed to comment on anything related to the project. All they're allowed to say is, "We appreciate the enthusiasm and we'll have details soon."
I can say that I was told off the record by a Verizon Fios employee that they have already started training on the product. So that is a good indication that it's coming soon, too.
And then now we know the official name that they're calling it is Redbox Instant by Verizon.
Right.
It was rumored to be just Redbox Instant, or even changed to Redbox Now. Redbox Instant by Verizon. There we are. So I'm excited. I think
that was the original logo we saw.
I think this is great. Having more people in this space, particularly being so new, is always welcome. Again, innovation.
Now, of course, not everybody is going to succeed. We will see. Most of the companies that get into the space fail.
Right. Or merge into something else.
I mean, there was Zadeva and all kinds of other companies out there trying things, trying branding, trying things. Blockbuster got into it. And in and out, Zadeva, in and out. We may see that here. They may come and go. Or they may be around to stay.
I
can tell you is when another movie streaming service comes out with Red in the name, Netflix is going to claim brand integrity.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind that there's going to be Netflix is going to claim brand integrity problems on this.
Oh, yeah, totally. It'll be fun, though. I always like to see more people enter this space. It's going to make things better for the user at the end of the day. Because they're trying to improve and keep their own customer.
At the end, it will make things better for the users. In the short term,
it adds confusion.
It actually makes things worse because we've got you know, oh, well, it's only available on Amazon, or it's only available on Netflix, or it's only available on Hulu. You got to have all of them to get the content, which is a little annoying. But the companies are trying to understand why this is different than television.
Right.
And they're having some trouble.
But it's okay. Glad to see that Verizon wants to get on board. Glad to see that Redbox wants to get streaming, which was something I was mad at, and we've talked about it since the beginning. So let us know. Have you already picked your dog in this fight? Let us know. Find us on Facebook at F5 Live, part of the Plug Hits Live family of content.
I've picked two dogs in the fight.
Hulu, Netflix?
Yes, what I've got.
I feel like they're just going to merge at the end of this whole thing.
Those two?
Yeah, TV shows, movies.
Pfft. It's possible.
Hulu wants to sell. Netflix makes, you know, $8 billion in one quarter, and they just buy them.
Yeah, Hulu doesn't seem to want to sell anymore.
Anymore. Though. Well, this week. Yeah. This week. We don't know next week. Yeah, there's no telling. That's our show.
Disney doesn't like other people in charge of things that it used to be in charge of, though.
It's true. So. Stay tuned for the post plug.
Post plug. I did it with this little German there.
Post plug. Stay tuned for the post plug.
It'll be a little bit of a German rave tonight. How's that sound?
Hey, I'll play some Tiesto. It'll be all good.
I don't think he's German.
No, he's not. But it's techno. Let's see. Our show schedule. We have 3 left before Vegas.
That many?
Yep. Because we don't have a holiday off. The 30th is December. That's a Sunday. Last year was the 31st, so we didn't have it because it was New Year's Eve. So we have a show. No, we don't.
We never do a show that week.
Are you sure?
We always take that off.
I thought because
we don't have equipment.
Yeah, but we do now. No? Are we off?
Yes.
Oh.
We always take that week off. Even before the big CES coverage, we always took that week off.
All right. Well, we're off. We have 2 shows left.
That sounds more realistic.
I don't know. I figured because it wasn't New Year's and we have a friggin' thing now, we can just bring it with us. We have a suitcase. Thing. We got a suitcase now.
We have a freaking thing.
Yeah.
Hooray for freaking thing.
2 shows left before Vegas for the International CES. International CES 2013.
It's going to be very exciting.
Don't do this again.
You'll want to watch our coverage.
Do not miss out.
You'll love it.
Swallow.
I know.
Okay, I got this. Ready? So, on behalf of the staff that's not here, I'm Nick.
And I'm Scott.
Many thanks to Abram Pilch for joining us on the Pilch Point. I can't wait to have him on the show every day. And I'll say it right now, look out for the Hip Hop Gamer. He'll be around for CES.
He's going to get you.
Oh.
With you the don't Kodak want, disc. You it's funny because we talked about Kodak.
Full circle. He will be on the show, which will be exciting.
It's always fun to have him around.
It's just great in general to just have him around. A little short yelling guy. I just love it.
You're going to have a mute button for him.
Oh, indeed. It's the best thing. We need to figure out how to make a 6-second dump for Ustream. So anyway, we will see you guys next week and the week after and then not.
Yes.
Exactly. And then again for like 6 times in a row.
In a row.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Pisces.
Ciao.
I love it.
I know you do.